This is the Dallas Morning News.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is the Dallas Morning News. It's Monday, May 22nd. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high near 83 and a low near 65. Here are today's headlines. The mother of an 8-year-old girl who died in Border Patrol custody said Friday that agents repeatedly ignored pleas to hospitalize her medically fragile daughter as she felt pain in her bones, struggled to breathe, and was unable to walk. Agents said her daughter's diagnosis of influenza did not require hospital care, Mabel Alvarez Benedicts said in an emotional phone interview. They knew the girl had a history of heart problems and sickle cell anemia. The girl died Wednesday on what her mother said was the family's 9th day in Border Patrol custody. People are to be held no more than 72 hours under agency policy, a rule that is violated during unusually busy times. The account is almost certain to raise questions about whether the Border Patrol properly handled the situation, the second child fatality in 2 weeks, after a rush of illegal border crossings severely strained holding facilities. Up next, LGBTQ advocacy groups are blasting a Republican senator for adding what they call a "don't say gay" provision, banning the teaching of gender and sexuality onto existing bipartisan legislation. During a meeting of the Senate Committee on Education this week, Senator Brandon Creighton of Conroe amended House Bill 890 to include a new section banning the instruction, guidance, activities, or programming regarding sexual orientation or gender identity to students enrolled in pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. Creighton also proposed added language to state education law, stating that parents have the right to direct the moral and religious training of their children, including making decisions about education and medical treatments without obstruction or interference from the state or any other government entity. The committee approved the amended bill by a party-line vote of 10-3. It next heads to the Senate, which has a Republican majority. The House must agree to the changes before it can be sent to Governor Greg Abbott. In other news, Dallas County commissioners are being asked to hire legal counsel for the county's juvenile director as he continues in a standoff against their own effort to gain access to records that could shed light on the alleged poor treatment of minors in detention. So far, commissioners have not acted to foot the bill for the attorneys. The commissioner's court approved an order on May 8th directing that observation sheets of each child held in the county detention center between January 1, 2023 and April 4, 2023 be released to commissioners. These sheets detail where each child was during check-ins throughout each day. The report highlighted failures in the juvenile system and found that Dallas County children are held in the detention center for longer periods of time while they wait for a judicial decision. Dallas County also sends more children to its detention center than any other Texas county. Commissioners had an agenda item in their Tuesday meeting to vote on whether to provide Juvenile Executive Director Daryl Beatty and his department with legal counsel to counter the commissioner's order. But the item was removed from consideration and never voted on. And for the first time this postseason, the Dallas Stars lost back-to-back games, falling 3-2 to the Las Vegas Golden Knights in overtime on Sunday afternoon. Chandler Stephenson had the game-winning goal just over a minute into overtime of Game 2 in the Western Conference Finals. Overtime in Game 1 lasted 23 seconds longer than overtime in Game 2. Dallas is now 5-1 this postseason after a loss. For a while, it looked like Dallas might keep its unblemished record intact. Now the series shifts back to Dallas for Game 3 on Tuesday night with the Stars in an 0-2 hole. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more, and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.